We're doing a Yov. We're up to what's called the 40th chapter, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And Hashem has been talking to Yov, describing this tremendous animal that has capacity to destroy all the other animals in its vicinities, but does not. And Hashem continues and says, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Tachat Ze'elim Yishkav, Beseter Kaneh, Uvita. He rests. This animal, when he rests Tachat Ze'elim. It's as though it's a question. Does he rest under any shade? He's so big that there's nothing that could give him shade in the world. Tachat Ze'elim Yishkav. Does he rest under tzel, under shade? So, most animals, if they have to stay in the sun all day, they die. Animals can't stay all in the sun their whole life. But no, I keep this animal alive. You wonder about whether I watch over the world, says Hashem. Look at my Ashgacha. Here I have this huge animal. Animals graze all around it, and it doesn't harm them. It has no shade, and I see to it that it could last even though it has no shade. Beseter kaneu vitza. Does it rest in the hiding of reeds, or does it rest in hiding under things that grow in a marsh? Does it go to the marshes to cool itself off? It doesn't fit into any of these places, this huge animal. And yet, even though it doesn't have any means that can logically cool itself off, look at how it lasts. Yesuku tse'elim tzilelo. Hashem asks Eov, Yisukuhu, do they cover over him? Do they give him shade? Se'elim, tzilelo, is there anything that has shade that's big enough for him to have shade? Is that what covers him? Yisukuhu, from the term sukkah, do they cover him? Se'elim, tzilelo, things that have enough shade to shade him? Yisubuhu, alvei nachal. Is he surrounded with the aravos that grow by the river, by the stream? Very often animals go in the marsh. They go among the reeds or among the willow trees for shade. He can't do that. Hin yashok nahal v'lo yachpoz. He steals any river. When he just drinks the waters of a river, there is no more river. So how could he have a river cool him off? He drinks rivers at a gulp. So hen yashok nahal. He drinks down a river. Yashok is like he steals from the river. But here it means he swallows down the river. Ve'lo yachpoz. Even though he's in no rush. It's not like he's gulping down the river quickly. So long as he's drinking calmly, he takes down the whole river in his gulp. So he without drinking quickly, he takes down a whole river. Yiftach ki yagiach yodein el pihu. And he's confident that he could take in his mouth all the waters of the Jordan. So how does this animal ever get cool? If the largest streams he can take down in his mouth, be'inav yikachenu, with his eyes, over here, his eyes, so to speak, take in all of the Jordan. Bimokashim yinkovaf. Be'enav over here, I'm sorry, I mistranslated. One understanding is be'enav means with his eyes. One understanding is Hashem just looks at him and he trembles. Be'enav, with Hashem's eyes, yikachenu. He takes him in fear. Hashem, he realizes that Hashem could take him in a split second. And the third understanding is that Be'inav is like with his streams, like Ayin, Ma'ayan Main. Be'inav yikachenu, He takes all the streams all the way to their root, where the Jordan comes out of the Banyas. He swallows it all up. B'mokishim in kovav. In order to drink it all, he stoops his mouth down to the floor of the Jordan, and he bumps his nose, b'mokashim, in the stones of the Jordan, yin kovaf, he bumps his nose, so to speak. It's as though to say that he's so big that his nose only touches the top of the Jordan, as his jaw drops to the bottom of the Jordan, and he swallows it all in one gulp. Timshoch Leviathan Bechakaha. Hashem says, do you drag the Leviathan with your bait? Chaka is the hook that goes in the bait when you go fishing. So now Hashem is going over to talk about the Leviathan. He spoke about this Remim, this great animal that lives on earth. And now he's going over to talk about the great animal that lives in the sea. Timshoch Leviathan Bechaka. Eov, do you drag the Leviathan, this great creature I created in the sea, with your trap, with your hook? Timshoch Leviathan Bechaka. Eov, I know you could go fishing and grab other fish. Can you grab the Leviathan? Would you ever be able to draw him out of the water? Uvichevel Tashkia Lishono. And can you throw down a string down to his tongue to pull him out of here? You can't do that. You can't throw a fishing string all the way down there to pull him out. Hatasim agmon be'apo. Agmon is another instrument that's used to trap. Can you put an agmon through his nose? Hashem asks Eov. Uvichoach tikov lechiyo. And can you send the choach, which is another instrument that's used to trap? The agmon is like our hook. The choach is, I think, it would be a straight thing that he swallows and then you pull it and then it pierces his cheeks on both sides. I never went fishing. What? Harpoon? I don't know. I never went fishing. I don't know the terms for these different types of bait, the different types of hooks that can catch a fish. So Hashem asked him, would you use any of these instruments? Would you catch him? Whatever you use, he's stronger than you. You're never going to be able to pull him out of the water. Hayarbe elecha tachanunim. Is he going to beg you? Try to sweet talk you to let him go? Because otherwise you'll kill him? No. Im yedaber elecha rakot. Is he going to talk sweetly and softly to try and convince you to let him go? Hayichot berit imach. Will he make a pact with you? Promise you things to let him go. Tikachenu le'eved olam. Will he promise you, I'll be your servant forever, just let me go? No, you can't touch him. Hatzachek bo katzipor. V'tikshirenu le'narotecha. Do you mock him the way you would a bird? That in order to catch a bird, you just throw out some seeds, and the bird swoops down and you catch him. So, Hatisachik bo, can you fool him? Can you joke with him, katzipo, like you would with a bird brain you could catch like that? V'tikshirenu lenarotecha. And will you be able to tie him so that he doesn't leave, so that you could bring him to your kids to play with? When you want to bring the kids a new toy, what do? You catch a bird, you bring the kids a bird, they have a new toy. Yeah, go do that with the Leviathan, Hashem says. Yichu alav. Chabarim, you know, we'll pick up here. The chabarim, the different sorcerers that use their magic to entice and to mesmerize the different wild animals. Yichu alav, will they feast over him? Chabarim, these sorcerers who manage to catch and hypnotize or mesmerize other creatures, will they use him? Will they ever catch him through their sorcery? Yechitzuhu ben Kenanim. Is he ever divided among Kenanim? Kenanim means merchants. Kenani literally means a merchant. No, because he's never caught. No one can overcome him. And we'll pick up here, Be'ez Hashem, next time.